Shall we stand to the pledge? Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll have a moment of silence for our service personnel and first responders. Thank you.
Okay, roll call. Director Jamison?
Here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Teacher is absent. And Director?
Here.
General Manager Calvin Louie?
Here.
And Scott Nelson?
Here.
Okay. Approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants, and approval of the regular board meeting for May 18th, 2021. I get a motion to approve?
I move we approve the Finance and Audit Committee meetings. Minutes.
And the general meeting minutes?
Okay. For May 18th.
I got a copy that had a correction on it, so I haven't seen the official one. So, Diana?
The one that I have is going to be the same. Oh,
yeah, mine had the correction on it, so that's the only reason I wasn't going to approve it.
So the correction was that on the header it had said agenda instead of minutes, which I fixed, and then on the last page of the regular one, I think it had the wrong date. Yeah, on the adjournment date, it said May 20th instead of May 18th, but I corrected that as well.
So with those corrections, I'll second that. Yeah.
All right, Director Sanders, or motion to approve following consent calendar items: Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of May 18th, 2021, and the regular board meeting minutes of May 18th, 2021, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Wirkle. And with the adjustments.
With the corrections.
With the corrections. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wirkle?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. No warrants and no award of contracts. Update the Pass Water Alliance. Do you have any updates on the Water Alliance?
No, there's no updates.
Okay, thank you. Manager's report. I saw there was quite a bit of stuff in there. The general COVID stuff, and then what the things that the mask not required and all that. Is there any questions about that part of the manager's report? I would like to see us go to the deals with the productions on well one and that kind of stuff.
Mr. Louie, may I suggest to you more go directly to public speaking, and I'll go through this later. We have Mr. Osagura out there, and he'd like to make some comments, and then have this matter addressed in the July meeting.
Okay.
So we're going to do public comments?
All right. That's not a problem. We can do that. You have 3 minutes, sir?
Yes. Please
come on up and have a chair. Why don't you understand that at this point, because it's not on the agenda, we cannot make comments or recommend or anything to that nature. Okay?
I don't know if you're familiar with, I have a few homes here, I rent them
yep.
out, and then I get into a problem with the leak, excessive water. So during the past 4 years, I had a relationship with a covered on water, and then there was a lot of problem, because they want to always charge me for the tenants they don't pay. So we came to a term that, according to your own order. If somebody doesn't pay for 60 days, you can disconnect the water. That's one thing. Another thing, I called the front desk in writing that if any tenant doesn't pay and the balance is more than $120, you have to disconnect it because I'm not going to take responsibility for the water. And that kind of it happened. So before that, I have a couple of problems because somebody is using the water and nobody disconnected the water. It was like $4,000. So that's a different issue. But the issue with the COVID-19 happened that now I'm stuck with several homes, not only one or two, that the payment is almost close to $10,000. These people, they stay there by the government order not to pay rent. So they didn't bother to pay rent. I have tenants as much as 16 months free rent, and they're still there, at this moment. I have tenants that they use water whatever they wanted, and nobody disconnected the water. Now, my question is this. You're a big company, I'm small. I cannot be in there twice, not to pay the rent, not to pay the utility. But they said they're going to help us, but I haven't seen any money, not from federal, not from state. But right now the problem is this. This water bill has to be paid. Now, you are an entity of the government itself. You can get a grant from the government to cover this loss after the $120 I pay. So I think that's pretty fair. I don't know what's your relationship with the state of California or any water board or any government agency that they have the order. By the way, the most important thing, they ordered you not to cut the water, which is understandable because of COVID-19. So you kept them using the water for so many months, like 12 months, 14, 16 months. Now, the bill is there, so you can go to the government and ask them for help. This is not going to be matched, But I cannot do that. And I want to see, you understand that you have to pay that or postpone it until somebody pays it. So, you have to disconnect the water from next week. I don't know when you can start disconnecting the water. Does anybody know or not? Mr. Callan, do you know when they're going to start disconnecting the water, according to the government? But anyway, that issue, so I wrote that in the for the form, and Mr. Callan has it, so you can see in the writing, you can remember and you make the decision. I went to a small claim court, and obviously the lawyer, somebody came, but they said that since I didn't go through normal complaint procedure, so they're going to dismiss the case, which is to dismiss the case. But right now I have to do something because the disputes are coming up.
All right. There's nothing we can do or say about it because it's not on the agenda.
Mr. Kavir has all of my information, and he has also that.
It's going to be on the July
agenda.
Okay.
So come in July, please.
Come again? Okay.
In July.
So then we can actually talk about it, yeah.
We just can't because it's not on the agenda.
That's fine.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, bud.
Why don't we get him out of here, too?
Fine by me.
So we're going to skip ahead to him.
Yes, fine.
Yeah, all right. So let's move on to there's some information basically you were going to go over that was different than what we talked about.
Right. So if we're looking at the updated proposed budget, Schedule A, I'll discuss the changes we made in this version up from the prior one. First change, line 104, well and tank repairs. That line has been adjusted to include the recoding of tank 2. And then what you will not see on this version is two lines that were on the previous one for the detachment of the, drawing a blank on the attached to the section landlocked by the tribe, and then the new service vehicle. The new service vehicle, as I understand it, we plan to postpone to next year's budget, and the landlocked section, that's to be determined. That being said, making those adjustments, and if we look at our projected net income loss for the year, projecting a net loss, we're budgeting a net loss next year of $133,000, $700,000, leaving us with a projected ending cash, $646,300. When you we project these 10 years out, compare these numbers against what we modeled in the rate study, with the adjustments we made, we're actually, in this first year, right about on track with the rate study. Next year, when we push through the new truck, we will dip below the rate study number, but get 5 years out, we're back in line, pretty close to what the rate study projected. With that, I'll gladly answer any other questions on the other budget lines. Those are the major adjustments we made from the previous draft.
Are those the only adjustments, or just the big
ones? I believe one other adjustment that was made would have been to line 44, line R&M materials. That had a slightly bigger contingency, I guess, to accommodate, and we instead took it down to this year's activity, which we've seen a good amount of activity this year. That's line of 44, so a budget of 62,000 for next year. I believe the previous version, it might have been closer to 60.
Okay.
Lines, repair and maintenance materials?
Yes.
So is that on the
It's in the profit and loss budget.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the notes here.
Oh,
that
I see.
Yeah. Oh, no, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm referencing the wrong line here.
You're looking at line 45?
Yes. This should have been line 45. My apologies. Line 45 we adjusted down to be at the adopted budget of last year with a 2% increase. It was previously budgeted, I believe, closer to 50%.
Okay.
Any other?
I
think we went over it pretty good last time. Those are the big changes we made.
He's done what he said he would do. So.
Can I make a comment to the board?
Yes.
The general manager's PE was supposed to be on today's board meeting, but it inadvertently deleted. So, and also, we've started negotiation with SEIU on the new MOU, and they're requesting straight across the board 8.7% increase on their pay rates. So I think as a suggestion to the board, I would hold off to maybe the end of August, because our next meeting is
July 27th.
Yeah.
July 27th.
Yeah, that's negotiation with the
MOU,
with the
SEIU
again.
Can we push off? Because we're at 92% right now, so we're already in the last month. Can we move forward without having a budget for the first 2 months?
My knowledge, no. We have something adopted, and we could bring in amendments to update.
Well, my salary is minimum 2% increase if the board gives me a favorable income. I'm talking about performance valuation is that 8.7. I'm trying to trim that number down to zero.
Well, we've got to get
you're very resistant right now.
We'll go to payroll up 6%, right?
That's what would impact. 8.7%, that's just not only their hourly rate, but there are other expenses the district will incur, you know, to fully burden them out.
Yeah.
We're already at
the disability and
we're already at 40% of our 1.2 million. That goes to employee salary and benefits.
Got to do something to carry it.
Yeah, can we approve it with like an amendment to come back and look at payroll after you negotiate?
Yes, I think that's the course we should take, to adopt as it says, and then once we get the negotiations with the union, bring out a budget amendment to adjust salaries.
I'll make a motion to approve and adopt the budget for fiscal year 2021 with the contingency that we could come back and look at the payroll after negotiations with the union.
21-22.
Yes, 21-22. I second the motion. What was
that,
21?
Is
2020 to 2026.
Year
no, she's talking about the budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, they
want
that every year for
8 years?
5 years?
8.7 straight across.
Every year for 5 years?
Well, we're
going to
deal with
that.
That's
what's ambiguous about the language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the motion to approve and adopt that budget for fiscal year 21-22 with the contingency to amend after the MOU for the union has been adopted, made by Director Wargo, seconded by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. Aye. Lee?
Have a safe drive. It's not easy doing that. I used to crunch. I don't crunch anymore.
Tell Cindy that I'll have a very extensive email.
Yeah, I'll let her know. She'll be out for the next week, but after that, I'm sure I'll be discussing with her. Thank you, everyone.
All right. So I guess
the only I'd like to direct the board back to COVID. We will be opening up the lobby tomorrow, and the guidance for the opening was put out by the Riverside County, the County of Riverside Public Health, and it's on page 2 of 11 and 3 of 11 for your review. Any questions about that?
I don't have any.
I don't.
Are we going to have signs up saying masks included?
Like, required, sorry?
Are we going to have a sign saying masks required to enter?
Only if you claim you have not been unvaccinated. But then,
how do you prove that?
We can't ask.
Well, it says here that it's unknown which businesses will be allowed full and partial capacity, or whether masks will continue to be mandated.
So basically, I'll probably have Ellen put a sign up: masks is optional. Because I went and ate today, and people just out of habit are still wearing their masks, but I noticed the restaurant had taken down mask required.
Okay.
Okay, progress report on production well one. We all are aware that back tea came back positive, so I went back to physically, manually activate and deactivate well one to flush. And as I said at the last meeting, the high pressure alert lit, which prevented the well from working. Look at my management report. I have photos And I was going to give you a little dog and pony show, but I'll do it at the next meeting. And hopefully we'll have a negative result on the next back team. So basically what had happened was, what's going to happen is I'm going to go out there Thursday night and activate well one, and then Friday morning at 8, I'll shut it down, and then Friday evening at 8 p.m., I'll activate it again and turn it off Saturday morning at 8, and then let it just sit, and then Legend will come out and obtain a groundwater sampling, two of them, at 7 in the morning, at Monday morning, and hopefully, as I said, it'll come back negative.
What bacteria is it?
What's that?
What bacteria are they finding?
There's positive coliform, which is indicator bacteria for fecal contamination.
Somebody take a dump in the well?
I'm sorry? Yes. One of the resistant that we received from Legend is they're claiming that the damage to the pump shaft was due to no oil being dripped down from the actuator or the reservoir. Myself, Ms. Aguilar and Dave Winnie and Director Link and I, and plus both engineers from Creighton Stewart, who all met at Lane pumping wells, and they gave us quick education on pump head and its components. Would you like to make some comments on that?
Not really. It was it was interesting, but it's stuff I already knew. And but the part is that kind of bothers me about this whole thing is, they just service the well and put it all back together. Part of doing all of this is to make sure all the equipment is working correctly. And until it's turned over to us, it's not ours, it's theirs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, as I advise Wooney, I know he's not, he observed a lot that would be against a Legend if this actually ended up in court, but I reminded him you have to take photos, which I have, and so what was decided, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to move forward so we don't get accused by Legend of postponing, and then we'll make the decision on how much, if any, will Cabazon contribute. We'll have that battle after we get the well working.
So the well is up and running is runnable right now.
Yeah.
New shaft has been put in.
Yeah, they came out and pulled the shaft and replaced it and re-rented that crane. That was the big resistance from Legend, was because it cost $6,000 to rent that crane to pull that. Is it a 900 foot shaft? With the bowls. Yeah. So that's where we're at this time.
But it's already got the damage. It's already on.
No, they replaced the shaft.
Oh, okay.
That was a no-go.
Yeah.
Just plain, that's a potential accident waiting to happen. You don't want it.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Actually, if you really think about it, having that high pressure alert, it actually saved us because I was unable to start the pump shaft flush, and they never said anything to me about the damage until I found that out after the fact, the following Monday. Is there any questions about that? On 516, Chairman Link and I and Dave Wooney, we met at at Tank 2, which is north of the outlets on the Lard, and If you go to page 8 of 11 and 9 of 11, there's photos of Chairman Link climbing, scaling the tank, and I also took photos of the damages to the rooftop.
Needs to be done. It's just, there's no way around it.
That means the whole thing, all of it's got to come off and all of it's got to go back on.
They're gonna blast the roof and recoat it, and then spot touch up the chips and mix on the sides.
And on tank 4, we have the gunshot wounds, like on the north side of the tank, you know, from people shooting the tank from the res. Our engineer had recommended that things that we do have a pretty dry environment here, we can and it's been, back when I was in property management over at our working security for Desert Hills, so it's been over 20 years since that tank's been recoated, so another year or so, it'll last. So that way we can budget for it the following fiscal year. I don't know if y'all had any comments from your relative, I mean not your relative, but your neighbors, but I got a few compliments about the water rate being lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I credited each of you for sharing that with the community. I'm talking about the savings.
Hey, you need to have your guys go look at how I did my gate for the chains around it.
I'm sorry?
You know, you got this thing about the chain link here?
Okay.
I'll go look at the way I did mine.
Let me advise the board. My hearing aids are in the shop, so the acoustic in this room makes hearing you guys really difficult.
What? Okay.
This on page 10, you traveling up and down in the middle of the night activating or deactivating the well. I finally put out a directive to Clay Morgan, and I said, you need to widen those chains that go through the gate. And then push them, find some old garden hose and line them. So, and now I can just go in and out right away. Because you got like maybe 15 locks on there, and they get caught between the chain link, and then they, you know, yeah, makes sense.
Go look how I did my gate.
What's that?
Go have them look at how I did my gate.
No, I had not.
No. Have one of them go look at how I did it, and you will see a good, easy way to do it in the future that so you don't have to put any of this.
Okay, which gate? North gate?
The west gate up towards the street.
Okay.
Northwest. Okay.
Tesla, we're still working with Tesla. The big speed bump right now is they want to put all the equipment on the north side of the production well facility at Robertson. And Keith, the gentleman says president of Legend Pumping Wells, he's saying that not having a full 380 degrees round of well, if that ever needs to be repaired, and we need to lift that pump motor, he said it'll interfere with it. So that's what I'm working with Tesla right now, is to relocate that. They're saying that their funding is limited, and they said we can relocate the equipment 75 foot away from the pump house, but they're asking for a contribution from the district. So I'm going to get what it's going to cost for us, for what the district's expected to contribute versus how much it would cost to, how much additional it would cost to rent a, or have our contractor rent a a crane that would actually reach and lift up that pump motor in the event that we ever have to, you know, rehab that one. And then I'll come to the board with the final numbers and y'all can make a decision on that. On page 11 of 11, there's a ruptured 10-inch water pipeline. I found that early in the morning going to deactivate well one. Dave Mooney is aware of it, and they've already fixed the one at Bonita and Broadway, and this is earmarked for next week. And Bonita on Broadway has already been fixed. If you guys were going in and out of town, you noticed the traffic control, and we have. But unfortunately, the cluster right at Broadway and Main by that Four Brothers, they snapped one of the gate valves, so they're old. That's on the list too. Any questions about those two items? Okay, reimbursement from Spundy, they're going to reimburse us for $8,356.02 for striking one for our blow-off off of Esperanza between Peach and Plum. Last we heard is they requested a W-9 for them, and Ms. Aguilar here is the right of that for them, so we should be receiving that check soon. Update on the Main Street new district material equipment yard. Chuck Krieger has not gotten back to me on an update. The last time I advised the board, he felt that we are self-policing for certain development, and he's going to find the correct sections and advise Edison about that, so I'll give him another polite nudge tonight after the meeting. We had 32 applicants that have responded to it indeed, and three of them qualified. We reached out to the three that qualified, only one responded, and so I decided to cancel recruitment because I'm not going to spend that kind of money providing, have the district funds pay for written, hire two non-partial interviewers and go through the whole process to process one guy that may or may not pass. So that was canceled. In fact, it was tomorrow. It was supposed to be the day of the written. Also, I'd like to advise the board that Charles Ripp submitted a letter and a contract, and I'll present that to you guys at the next meeting. And then, of course, there's Mr. Oshigiri. You heard what he had to say. And that is my report for this month. Thank you.
Okay.
I got a question.
Yes, dear.
So I'm looking at this COVID information. You got that from 610 from Riverside County?
Page 2 of 11?
Yeah. I'm wondering if they change theirs tomorrow, because as I'm reading through, like, what you're supposed to do, it's only, you know, individuals who are vaccinated should be able to not wear masks. And if you're going to have them inside, you're supposed to make them either self-attest before they enter that they've had the vaccine, or provide information to all patrons about regarding vaccine requirements and allow vaccinated individuals to self-attest. Vaccine verification, or require all patrons to wear masks. Like, and then it's got exemptions. So I'm wondering if if the California rules change tomorrow. Because, like I said, I was looking for them today. I couldn't find them today. So I don't know if they're going to be updated with what Newsom said today.
Well, what the governor says, you know, that's not one thing. But it's up to each individual county whether to either increase the requirements. If you live in L.A. County, you still weren't required to wear masks. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the restaurants and stuff are still restricted from either opening or they're required to have a limit that they can, to the amount of people they can have in there.
But this is saying that I don't know if the mask's optional is going to, it matches what this is saying that we have to do. And that's why I'm wondering if they're just going to update theirs tomorrow, or I don't know. Because it still says that unless you're having the people say, I've had my vaccine before they enter the building, they'd have to wear a mask.
Okay,
I'm just saying, so it says either when they come in the door, they have to say that, yes, I've had my vaccine before they come in with that amount. We're in Capitol. People aren't going to do that. So I'm just trying to follow.
I didn't ask the Bella doing that, but she's not going to stand at the door.
Yeah, and that's what I mean,
when they come to the window, they're already inside.
Yeah, they've got a barrier too. It's like every place of business I'm going to, I'm not wearing it. I go into Lowe's, Home Depot, Beaumont, Stater Brothers, well, most places. And then they've still got a barrier there. So
yeah, a lot of employees are still wearing masks too. I noticed that.
Yeah, that falls under a Cal OSHA. They're just trying to protect their asses, that's all. Excuse the French.
It was German. Anyhow, are you okay with that? You know, see the thing?
I'm just trying to follow. Whether I want to wear a mask in here or not is my predicament. I'm an American, it's my right? But what I'm saying is, I don't know if masks, optional sign on the door meets the requirement. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. It's already a known thing. Don't put a sign up, then there's no argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't put a sign up because people know they're supposed to wear a mask, quote unquote.
Well, no, it all changes today, right? We've all been waiting for today for the change.
Well, it's underwear theory. It changes at the whim.
Yeah.
Some people change every day. Some people change once a week.
Yeah.
Anyway. Director Morris, do you have any comments on COVID?
Hello.
I read an article early this morning that says they're going to be voting on it Thursday for indoor areas. It didn't get too expensive.
I think it'll be on a day-to-day basis on what transpires. I mean, just use your best judgment. All right. You have given us the agenda items that are coming up next month. Do we have any other board comments?
I have a comment. It's just a request or a comment. That canyon up there is called Jensen Canyon.
Yeah.
There's a dam up there. The water district dam. So it's just a thought, and probably Calvin can decide himself, possibly name the dam Jensen Dam.
Oh, you mean that little spillway that's right there?
I do. But it's a dam, for crying out loud.
It's a damn mess.
And I thought, we could just throw it away, but it's just a thought.
Okay.
For Calvin. Did you hear that? Did you get that, Calvin?
I'll read their notes.
All right. Can I get a motion?
I will say for the bulletin board at the post office,
yeah.
I asked the post office if it was okay if we changed it. They said yes. And then I asked the library if it was their thing, and they said it's the post office.
So nobody wants responsibility
yeah.
for
it. But the post office said it was fine if we changed
it. Okay.
You want to
write our stuff?
Sure.
They seem like they didn't know either.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Aye.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second the motion that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn at 6:45 p.m. made by Director Wargo and second by Director Sanderson. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 6:45 p.m. on Tuesday, June 15, 2021.
Can I ask Diana, are you still there?
Yes.
You okay?
I hurt my back.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Believe me, I'm familiar with that type of injuries. I sure hope you get better.
Thank you.
Eat, darling. Gotta use heat. Okay? Thank you.
Bye, City.
Oh, heat works. Some people like that. Whatever. Everybody's different.
All right, I'm going to hang up now.
Oh,
bye.